Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our subject today is great things. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Great things.
Amen.
Usually when we start a new year, we get lots of promises and prophecies about this coming year, about the good things that are going to happen. Mm-hmm. And when we read in the Bible, we see that good things will happen to those who are obedient. But to those who are disobedient, nothing good is going to happen. So when King Ahab, in 1 Kings, when he was fighting against, or was going to fight against his enemies, he asked all his prophets to come and prophesy. And they all said, oh, you're going to be victorious, you're going to crush the enemy, you will be great. And the prophet of God, he said, you're going to die. The prophet of God was put into prison, and the other prophets were praised. But the king didn't come back alive. Today we see the same thing. One who promises is good things, he's loved. Oh, that was a good preacher today. He was promising so many good things. But one who is not promising good things, he is not loved, isn't he? Many scientists and even men of God, they have been silenced on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter and whatever, because they were telling something that was truth. And those who want to bring people under subjection, they don't like it. They want to terrorize the world with bad news, with wrong things, with lies. And those who are telling the truth, they're silenced. They're blocked, they're banned, and they don't have any voice anymore. So we can talk about worldly blessings, we can talk about worldly curses, but what matters in our midst is spiritual blessings and spiritual cursings. In many countries, Christians are persecuted. They are undergoing terrible plagues for serving God. They are poor, they are troubled, they have lots of problems. Yet they are spiritually active. They are giants for God. So not what is outside, so what is inside makes you great. As we enter the new year in a world which is troubled with chaos, we know that God is in control. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's in control and he will do great things.
Amen.
We are reading from Joel chapter 2 verse 21. It says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Worldly leaders create fear. The government is creating fear. Media is creating fear. I remember when I was a boy, we had no TV. We had only radio. And at 12:30 noontime, you had to be quiet because news was running. Every day at 12:30 exactly. And when you were walking on the streets, you can hear from every house, from everywhere, people are listening to the news. One voice, and one message. Today, we have many TV stations, we have many radio channels, and we have many speakers, but all the speakers are telling the same thing. Have you ever wondered why all the news channels and the newspapers and everything are saying exactly the same, word for word? Word for word, check it. Even when it is translated into other languages, it's still the same message, word for word. If you see, if you have a brain, if you understand what is happening, you understand that it is not the free journalists, independent journalists, who are telling the news. There is only one journalist, the satanic man, who tells every company what they have to say. Their aim is to create fear. They tell people, you must be vaccinated, then you will not get sick. Yet the reality is that hospitals are full of vaccinated sick people. That is not in the news. But when you speak to the nurses and doctors, that is what you hear. That is not a conspiracy theory. This is a fact. This is truth. Vaccination does not make you healthy. It makes you sick. In Israel, they had 85% vaccinated, but hundreds and thousands of people are sick. So, John said, Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. So Jesus never promised a life without any problems. Those who say that Christians don't have any problems, they are lying. It's not the truth. Otherwise, I would not be a Christian. Jesus knew that life is not easy. Problems of various kinds, they arise in our lives. You know that yourself. You cannot stop problems coming to you, but you can decide what you do with these problems, how you react to it. You can just despair and give up. You can compromise, or you can believe that God is in control and he will not let you down. We have many promises in the Bible. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, it says, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations. The faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It says in the Bible that God will punish the sins to the 3rd and 4th generation, but the blessing to the 1,000 generations. Praise God. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 in the Living Bible, it says, and the one who so wonderfully comforts and strengthens us in our hardships and trials. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
We have hardships and we have trials, but we have one who wonderfully comforts and strengthens us at all times. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So instead of listening and feeding on the world, on the news of the world, feed on the Word of God. Eat the Word of God. Like a good meal, eat it. When you eat something bad, you swallow fast without tasting it. But something that is good, you keep in your mouth because you want to have the flavor. In the same way, eat the Word of God. Leading men of the world tell you one thing, and the next day they say the opposite. One day they say this one, next day they say this one. They lie only to make people afraid. Because people who are afraid, you can manipulate. That's why what they try to do. But the Word of God never changes. It has been the same since the creation of the world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It never changes. What the people say, it's always something different. Once like this, once like that. But the Word is always the same. It has been the same since the creation. So therefore, we take the Word of God. We take it We speak it. We declare it. What the word says. I say it again. Eat the word of God. Speak it. Declare it. Say what the word says. When you speak, speak the Bible. Therefore, we don't join the same conversation as the world is conversation. Our words are different because we have something in our hope. We have a hope that the world doesn't have. We are not from here. We're not from this world. We are from above. Praise God. So if you understand this lesson, you stop worrying about anything that is happening, whether physical in your own body, or what you hear in the news, what could be good or what is bad. You don't worry about it because you know something in your heart. They say if you vaccinate, you will live. What does Paul say? Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. So where is Christ sitting? At the right hand of God. Right?
Yes.
Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What does it say then? Verse 3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. I don't hear any reaction. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. Where is your life? Hidden in Christ with God. And where is Christ? At the right hand side of God. Then it says in verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Because you are in Christ, when he appears, you appear in his glory. So where are we? In Christ. So when they all others say you have to do this and that, and you will live. I say that may be true for you, but not for me. Because I'm in life, my life is hidden in Christ. In Christ there is no sickness. So the world tries to frighten you, but you know who you are. You know where you are. Where are you? Hidden in Christ in God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we are with Christ, in Christ, not with Christ. Christ is not beside me, he's not over me, he's not under me, he's not aware. I am in him. In him. Praise the Lord. As you have a heart in your body, it is inside you. And so Christ is, I am like a heart in Christ. I am in him. Praise the Lord. So you have to get to know your position in Christ. And you won't fear anything in the world because you are in him. 1 Corinthians 6:19. It says, do you not know? We read that also in the Rhapsody before. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is the temple? Your body. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Who is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Who is in you? Who is in you? The Holy Spirit. Who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. So your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is in you. As you are in Christ, the Holy Spirit is in you. We often quote 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, which says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. These two verses compare it with each other. Who is in you? The Holy Spirit. You are the temple. The Holy Spirit is in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That is, the Holy Spirit in me makes me powerful. Nothing in this world can come against me because he is in me. I am in him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your body is the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in you.
Amen.
1 Corinthians says, you are the temple, and the Holy Spirit is in you. And 1 John says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If you understand this, what that means, nothing can make you afraid. Nothing. Who is greater? Jesus? Then why are you afraid of Satan? I'm not afraid of Satan. He can't do anything. If he wants to come, I chase him away. Satan brings trouble. He brings natural catastrophes. He brings sickness. He brings destruction. Why are you afraid if you know who is in you? Satan has been defeated. And together with everything that you see, it will be thrown into the lake of fire. Eternal fire. Eternal destruction. Forever and ever. No entry. Therefore, we don't look to the things of the world. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, we turn away from worldly lusts. Because it is not true, it is a lie. It's a lie of the devil. Turn to God. God, who is never changing. Never changing. He never did change, and he will never do it. He will be the same in millions and billions of years. And the Bible is his word. He talks to us through the Bible. That's why we must read it. God doesn't talk to you face to face. He doesn't come and say, brother, sister, such and such. But he speaks to us through the word of God, the Bible. So if you call yourself a Christian, you must know what God is telling you. He's talking to you, but you have to listen. You have to read. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to you. He who has eyes, let him see and read what the Spirit says to you. God tells you who you are. If you don't read his word, you don't know who you are. You're always afraid. Always afraid, oh, nobody loves me, everybody's against me, oh, so many problems in this world. You don't know who you are. So you have to read it. Some people, they think they're better, they don't need all this. And this is exactly the old lie of Satan. Did God really say? Did God really say that? And Eve believed the devil. And sin came into the world. Therefore, get down to study the word of God. Study the word of God. Find out who you are, where you are. You will find the words that you are the temple of the living God. You will find the words that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You will find all these things and many other things when you read the Bible. That's why it's so important. If you really get it into your system, I want this to get into your system. Who you are and where you are. If you get it into your system, every fiber of your being is full of this knowledge. I am in Christ and Christ is in me. Then nothing can attack you in any way. I don't need a PCR test to know whether I'm sick or not. It's actually against common sense. I know when I not feel well. I don't need to test this. Or even if I feel well and go for a PCR test and they tell me you're positive, you're sick. You have to go into quarantine. How stupid. And the PCR test was not made to find whether you're sick or not. It was made for something else. So we have to understand who I am in Christ. And that makes me unable to get sick. I'm not dieable. I'm not getting sick. I can't. I carry divine health in my body.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Why? Because Christ is in me and I'm in Christ. Therefore, I carry divine health. I'm the temple of God. You must know in your system who you are and where you are. You must know in your system. Your whole body, mind, and spirit must be full of this. If you get this, nothing can come against you. That's why it's so important to make faith declarations. Declare daily who you are. Declare it. Who you are. And declare where you are. Declare who is in you. Make it daily a practice to declare it. Make daily faith declarations. No sickness can come against me.
Amen.
I carry divine health.
Amen.
You have to declare it. Find the things in the Bible and you can declare it. Read the Bible and find what you can declare. Declare by faith.
Amen.
And then witness to others. You know, the people of this world, they don't know the gospel. You are the one to share with them. So most unbelievers, they have a wrong conception of God, a wrong conception of the Bible, and a wrong conception of Christians. That's why you have to show them and tell them what we have in Christ, the hope of salvation. You have to tell them. Let them understand that they can have the same liberty in Christ that we have. People of the world are afraid and they don't know what to do. I have many customers, they say, I don't know what is going to happen. What is going to happen? I don't know what we can do. They don't listen to your preaching, but they will listen to your declarations. And if they don't want to listen, there's a day coming when they think, oh, if only I would have listened to that person. But it will be too late.
Yeah.
So give hope to the people. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by man. You are the light of the world.
Amen.
You are the salt of the world. A meal without salt is tasteless.
Yes.
You don't eat it. No salt, no pepper, no chili, no nothing. You cannot eat it. It has no taste. So we have to be the salt and the pepper and the chili in the food. Amen.
Amen.
We have to be the chili of this world and the salt of this world. Therefore, you are needed because you are the salt. The world is in darkness, groping in ignorance. They don't know. Therefore, you have to be the light. You are the light of the world. You have to show that there is hope. Amidst all the troubles, amidst all the chaos, there is hope.
Yes.
Tell them that Jesus overcome the world. Tell them that the lies about Corona have been revealed. It has been revealed. What is the truth? Just this week, they said all the figures that the hospitals said of people who are sick and have corona and have died are all wrong. From high officials, they said it is wrong. They have exaggerated. Instead of 77%, it's only 22. So, you have to tell them. It's been defeated by the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There has never been a bigger army of prayer warriors as since the lockdown last year. People all over the world are coming together to pray. And prayer has power. And that is why it didn't happen what they planned to happen. So we are not afraid, because we are victorious. Amen.
Amen.
Are you victorious?
Yeah.
Why? Amen. Christ in you and you in Christ. So the world has to know that and receive the same victory that we have. You are the salt. And you are the light. You are the messenger with the good news. Remember, you are a child of God. You are seated with Christ in God. You are the temple of God. The Great One lives in you. Our duty is to spread these truths. To spread. Many more can experience exactly the same thing. As a light, you shine in darkness.
Yes.
People of the world will thank you when you tell them of the hope you have. They will thank you. Because they don't have that hope, so we have to tell them there is hope in Christ. They are waiting for you. I'm telling you, they are waiting for you.
Amen.
And God is waiting for you.
Amen.
So don't waste the little time you have before the rapture. Use it to bring as many as possible, as many as you can into the kingdom of God. Don't let anyone be left behind when we are taken up. We don't want anybody to stay behind. And whoever listens to you will give his life to Christ. And if they don't want to listen, you just leave them. Go to those who want to listen. Declare to them that in Jesus Christ we have the victory, and therefore we are not afraid of anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the new year, may the new year be a year when you see fruit in your life.
Amen.
May the new year be a year of victory for you.
Amen.
And those around you.
Amen.
May the new year be a year without fear.
Amen.
But with thankfulness to the Lord.
Amen.
For he will do great things.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.